Say if he wanted to get his horses to come up from the pasture.
Well, you mostly whistle for them. And the guy would cook, I believe it. It's been so long since I've been in that bracket till I've about forgotten what yes, to do say. Right.
Cook, you say?
Cook.
Yeah. Well, say if he were plowing with mules, would he say anything to get them to turn left or right?
Yeah, he'd say G would look right, half is left.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you were riding on a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get it.
And make him stop?
Whoa.
Sometimes, you know, when people are feeding their, excuse me, when people are feeding their pigs, they might talk to them or call to them. Is that, do you say anything different if you want to get rid of them?
Suey.
That's to make them leave.
Leave, uh-huh.
Do you say anything different to get them to come to you?
Well, you call them piggy to come to you.
Huh? I see. What about what you might say while you're feeding your chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
I don't guess you've heard any call to sheep around here.
Don't be so.
Okay. Say if a man wanted to get his horse ready to go somewhere, you know, put on the bridle and the saddle and all that, he would say he was going to do what to the horse?
I'm gonna saddle my horse.
Would it be right to say that he's going to harness the horse?
Well, harness the horse if you're going to put him to a buggy or something.
To a buggy?
Put harness on him.
I see. What do you call those things that you hold in your hand when you're riding a horse?
Rein.
Yes, sir. Is that the same thing as what you hold in your hand when you're plowing with one?
Line. You plow line when you're plowing one. When you're riding one, you hold the rein.
I see. And those things that you put your feet in, you call those?
Stirrup.
Yeah. Say, if you got a horse, if you got a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the right call anything in particular?
Horse on the right. Don't believe so.
Have you ever heard either one of them call anything in particular?
Don't believe so.
Like the lead horse?
Well, yeah, I've heard them call a lead horse, but in general, you got more than two horses. Call them lead horse, and generally it's that way. You might be have a log wagon with four mules to it, or four horses, and call one the lead horse.
Would he be up front?
He'd be in front.
On the right?
On the right.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Lead horse.
I see. Say if I accidentally fell down in the yard, and I fell that way, you'd say I fell?
Backwards.
And if I fell that way?
I fell forward.
What do you call those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
They are furrows.
Okay. And if a farmer has a real good yield, he would say that we raised a big
crop.
Say if a man has some land that's got a lot of bushes and trees on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say he did what to it? To
it bush hog it. Mm-hmm. Dished it.
Cleared it off.
Cleared it off.
Have you ever heard a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New grass.
Yeah. What about if a man has just cut his hay off the field the first time and it comes back up again after that?
Uh-huh.
What would that be called?
Called second cut.
Second cut. Have you ever heard of a name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer?
Yes, sir. Right. Yesterday I meant to ask you if you'd ever heard peanuts called anything else.
Goobas.
Goobas. You ever heard about ground peas?
Ground peas.
Yes.